This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we are underway in Seattle. Mariners get through the top of the first. No damage by the Blue Jays. Julio Rodriguez flies out to center. So one down in the bottom of the first. Game scoreless with the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Femi, you have an injury update for us. What do you got?
Yeah, this one's out of college football in the Big 12 with Texas Tech. That betting market between Texas Tech and Arizona State has been moving quite a bit over the course of the week. This was as high as 11, now all the way down to about 6.5 in some places. But one of the reasons for that is that Texas Tech starter Baron Morton is dealing with a leg injury and will not be playing in tomorrow's game. It'll be Will Hammond who starts at quarterback for the Red Raiders. He came in the game against Utah, was fine, like a really good athlete. Honestly, the offense I didn't think had much of a drop off with Will Hammond. So he will be starting against Arizona State, who appears they will be getting Sam Levitt back at quarterback. So while Texas Tech loses their quarterback, Arizona State gets their quarterback back, who led them to the CFP with Cam Scataboo last year.
Love it. Okay, good job. Good job by Femi. Next week or next segment. Sorry, I'm like, listen.
You already at dinner?
I'm done.
Yeah. I got a good dinner tonight. I'm going to Barry's tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, because I texted you and Jake, because Jake let us know his Peloton score earlier this afternoon. I will be on the Peloton tomorrow because I'm doing Barry's tonight because my wife's friends are in town. And then,
so for people that don't know, Barry's is the steakhouse at Circa in Vegas. And it is. And look, we're a BetMGM show. Look, there are restaurants. Yep. There are great restaurants at places other than BetMGM properties. Amalfi's at a BetMGM property, right? The Bobby Flay place?
No, it is not.
Oh, it's at a Caesars. Yep. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, anyway, dude, you're going to, it's like 0-2.
It's a doubleheader.
Both those restaurants are tremendous that you're going to.
Like, my wife told me, like, as I was prepping for the show, she walks into the office. She's like, so I made reservations for us tonight at Barry's, and then tomorrow night we're going to Amalfi, and then we're going to go see a show.
Wow.
So, yeah, because, like, they're going to this music festival on Sunday. I will not be joining in that. I will be watching the NFL, but, yeah, Barry's tonight, going to be great. Amalfi might be even better.
So I think Ken and I went to Amalfi twice, and the first one of the times we went was when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles in the season opener against the Bills that Monday night when we were in Vegas. And I get the same thing every time I go. I've gone twice. The red snapper with the salsa is the red pepper sauce slathered. It is, man. That place is great. I'm going to a great dinner tonight with my friends. Brandon's like, hey, why does Nick look like a Bond villain? I'm wearing a turtleneck. I think I look pretty handsome, but anyway, I'm insecure. That's why I say that. I like it enough that I put it on. Going to dinner tonight with my friends. I think I've said this, that my wife and my daughter are away for the weekend. And like my wife sent me pictures of my daughter like on the swings. And it's just like, I really miss them. And like, I love my wife, but like, I really miss my daughter. Also, I'm hanging out with my friends tonight. When you have kids, that's like an exit, like it's an avenue of pleasure on the highway of life that's ordinarily closed. So I'm excited about that.
Unless they have kids, right?
Yeah, but then like you hang out with the kids.
Like the play dates?
Yeah. It's like, man, like, I'd love to smash this bong, but, you know, like, here's, you know, like little Connor's running around, so I can't.
Can we put on Bluey? Hold like, on, let me hit the bong real quick.
Like, let me slug down this Miller Lite and tell this college quarterback to kill himself because he threw a pass out of bounds. Oh, sorry, can't do that in front of the children. I'm joking. I'm kidding. All right.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Since it's Nikki Bachelor until Sunday.
I'm gonna go hang out in Manhattan by myself. I'm gonna go eat. I'm gonna go walk around, and I'll probably be home by like 3, maybe 4. I'll watch college football. Mm-hmm. I'll get ready for the show on Sunday. I'll clean the house in preparation of everyone coming home, and that'll be it.
Yep. There you go. Sounds like a fun weekend.
Well,
me time.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's either that or like, hey, like, what are you doing this weekend? Going to a petting zoo. Smells like ass. Not really that much fun for me, but it, like my daughter likes it, so you do it.
Pumpkin let's patch go, season, let, maybe gonna let, go.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's go pick pumpkins for the 9th time this fall, or like we'll go ride the carousel again. And after it's over, my daughter does the sign language for more. She like hits her hands. She wants to ride the carousel a million times in a row. And like I will say, it does fill me with like immense joy because it makes her happy and that makes me happy. I was going to make a joke like I'd rather be doing something else, but I actually, like, that actually is the best thing. I can't even spoil that. All right, let's get to the football bets for this weekend. Jake, please drop the Mario music. We begin our Week 7 NFL Sunday betting sojourn in London. Tally-ho, bitches. Rams a 3-point favorite against the Jaguars. Puka Nacua ruled out for the Rams. Right tackle Rob Havenstein out, but backup running back Blake Corum and wide receiver Tutu Atwell will play. Devin Lloyd, who's been amazing this year for Jacksonville, he's out. That actually matters a little bit in their linebacking core. I have prop thoughts on this game as it concerns Atwell and Jordan Whittington. I'll save them for Sunday. Femi, how are you betting side and total?
I hate this betting market because I was really hoping for a 2.5 when the Puka Nacua news came down that he would be ruled out. Unfortunately, I guess I was alongside everybody waiting for that because it never showed up. At 3, I think that's just the right number. If it ever got to 2.5, it's a bet on the Rams. And if it ever gets to 3.5, I think it's a bet on the Jaguars. I think this number is like actually perfect. So not a whole lot to do here.
This is Rams or pass for me. I will have props in this game, and I'll give them out on Sunday. Chiefs and the Raiders at Arrowhead. Kansas City, a 12-point home favorite, total 45.5. Brock Bowers, doubtful for the Raiders. Jacoby Myers, questionable. Josh Simmons, Kansas City's left tackle, out. Rashee Rice will make his season debut after the 6-game suspension.
Oh, I think Max Crosby might be listed as questionable as well. I think he popped up with a back injury with limited today on this Friday.
Tyler.
I'm just saying, I saw that he was limited today.
Tyler,
like, that's just like Tyler unless maybe he has no designation.
Okay, Tyler, maybe come on the air and defend yourself. Tyler, what's happening here?
I'm just saying.
And don't lie, Tyler.
You got to ask Pete Carroll here because I'm looking at the Raiders Twitter account and the injury report that they put out. I don't see a Max Crosby unless it was late. The one I looked at, he's not there.
Okay, I see a Raiders beat reporter who covers the team for ESPN says he was added to the injury report, limited with a back injury, but doesn't have a game status. So I guess we got to call that Tyler's okay.
Tyler wins
there's
again.
No game status. Okay, but I just wanted to point that out. I'm just saying, you know, just keep that
Tyler,
one in mind.
Tyler, was Femi snitching just now?
No, I don't think he was snitching. I mean, I know maybe he actually might have been snitching a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I was 100% snitching.
you were now. I don't want to ask this question on the air because I feel like I don't know if it's inappropriate or not, so I'm not going to. I'll ask it during a break. It's probably not, but just to be safe.
Correct.
I thought Pizzola had awesome analysis of this game, which is that the betting market hasn't realized how bad the Raiders are and how good the Chiefs are. I concur. I'll lay the 12 with Kansas City.
Yeah. No betting opinion for me. I think this number's right. Like 11.5, 12, 12.5. At 13, maybe you could twist my arm into betting the Raiders, but I hope that doesn't happen because I really don't want to do that. I think Kansas City should blow them out, but that's what the betting market thinks as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we'll move on then to the Bears and the Saints on Sunday in Chicago. Chicago, a 4.5-point home favorite, so the market moving towards the Saints. The total is now down to 45.5 with wind expected in the forecast. And I'm bringing up a weather forecast. This says the wind is not going to be terrible, but it may be really bad. And look, Mike, bring the Doppler on the screen. So here's what's happening right now. If you're watching the show right now, do you see like the light blue on the screen? Like that should be a darker blue, right? Everyone sees the light blue. So in Central America, this past weekend, it's like 6 days ago. That's why this is such like an unbelievable environmental phenomenon. There were a couple tornadoes this past weekend in Central America. And these tornadoes had a force that were so, and thankfully they were like in the forest and like there were no human casualties. It's been underreported. But because of these tornadoes, all the winds coming off the tornadoes into the water in the Atlantic Ocean pushed the water out. And the water is moving and the tide is higher than it normally is. And that high tide is causing what you're seeing here on the screen, this environmental phenomenon known as periwinkle. And it's named after the color periwinkle. And it's when the wind of the tornado directly intersects with the rough ocean waters. And you get this fog that kind of appears, right? And kind of materializes over the water. And that fog is headed straight towards Soldier Field. And with that fog comes wind. We call Chicago the windy city, right? So periwinkle and the wind and the fog all converging to make this a potential weather bomb coming up on Sunday in Chicago. Femi, how are you betting the Bears and the Saints?
I don't know which part of that is more ridiculous than the other, but I will not be betting this game. If it gets to 6, I don't think it ever will. In fact, I think it might actually go down to like 4 or maybe even 3.5. It sounds like there's interest coming in on New Orleans, but 4.5 to me feels like it's right. At 6, it would be a bet on the Saints. At 3 or 3.5, maybe it's a small bet on Chicago, but the light blue should be darker.
Okay, so this is what you got to check out the show on Sunday. We'll know what the weather is then, and I'll give you my betting advice for the game then. I can't give it to you now because I don't know what the weather is going to be. And like I've said many times before on the show, the only people that are wrong more often and more loudly than weathermen and get to keep their jobs are sports betting content creators. Dolphins and the Browns in Cleveland. Browns a 2.5-point home favorite. Femi, total in the game is 36. David Njoku out for the Browns. Could be the Harold Fannin game. Fannin. Jack Conklin questionable. Mason Graham questionable. Storm yeah. Duck might be back for Miami. That actually matters in their cornerback group.
Yeah, 100%. I bet the Miami Dolphins +3 earlier in the week, and I haven't moved off of that stance. I know there's supposed to be some crazy weather with this game, and we'll find out more closer to kickoff, like Saturday and Sunday, a more concrete forecast there. But I just think that this is a game where one of the quarterbacks might not be an NFL caliber quarterback, and one of them actually is. And we're getting points with the one that actually is. So I will take the Miami Dolphins. Chaos week and Tua apologizing all aside, I don't care. Give me the +3. I think Miami wins the game.
I bet Miami +3. Talked about it on the show on Tuesday. I don't know what I want to do here. The wind's terrible. Like, they might get thumped in this game. But I'll stick with my Miami bet for now. Tune in on Sunday to the show when we have a better idea of what the weather is going to be. Patriots and the Titans in Tennessee. New England holding as a 7-point road favorite. Total 42.5. Calvin Ridley ruled out today by the Titans. Arden Key is out. But they might get Devondre Sweat back. He matters in the middle of their defensive line. Stephon Diggs, questionable for New England. I don't like that because if he plays, I'm betting his over receiving yards.
Yeah, he should be good to go. And also, I will shout out Tyler. I was snitching earlier, but Brian Callahan, like, fired. That's also important.
This is so the Tyler wrote Brian spot. Callahan, and then in parentheses, fired. Like Tyler, like stop trying to be Dave Chappelle here and just give us the injury news, please, okay? Like, this is not like Tyler Morales improv comedy hour, okay? Let's just get the injury reports correct, please.
I appreciated it, Tyler. So you got a shout out in the Comedy Central. I did it. I bet Tennessee. I took +7. This just, to me, feels like the sell high spot here for the New England Patriots coming off the big win at Buffalo. They covered the number against New Orleans, bet them against the Saints. That was great. I want to sell them this time. Callahan was, this is addition by subtraction. So I think you get a good performance, at least for 1 week, from Tennessee. I took +7. I think they keep this competitive and New England wins one close.
This game is a total pass for me as of right now. We can talk more about it on Sunday. All right. I just have a comment to make. So Colin Wilson came on the show earlier and saying that, like, you know, it's a calorie season, and he's right. It's like you work a lot. It's like difficult to work out as much. So much going on.
Yeah. You're warm down by the end of the day.
This turtleneck's, it's a little snug.
My neck or in other areas as well.
Oh, my neck's okay. My belly is in the fight of its life right now.
But you're going with the jacket on top, though. You can hide that with the jacket on top. Button that bad boy up. You're looking fly.
Can I say this on the air? That's what I have. Guys, what's the rule?
I don't know
here?
If you can say that. I don't know if you can say it, but I don't know if I should be the arbiter for these things, because I've said some questionable stuff in the past.
Okay. We'll avoid it. Okay. It would make people laugh. It just may be inappropriate. Eagles laying really 2 funny. At the Vikings. Total in the game is 44. Carson Wentz is going to start for the Vikings. Andrew Van Ginkle out. Looks like Jalen Carter's going to play. Landon Dickerson's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell's going to play. I've been saying it all week. I love the Eagles. And everyone loves the Vikings. I think Jalen Hurts is going to beat this blitz. I think Philly wins this game, Femi, by double digits on Sunday. Give me the Eagles.
Eagles alts for Nick. Okay, no bet for me. If I had to bet the game, I would be on the Minnesota side, but this Wentz thing, it feels like a game where you could see the Vikings. Oh, they should win, but unfortunately, here are these turnovers from Carson Wentz. So I'll pass this game. I just don't trust this Kevin Petullo offense enough to lay the number on the road in a raucous environment, so I'm passing.
All right, so we did 6 games. We'll do 6 in the next segment to wrap the show. We're going to have to move a little quickly. I think I'm not going to say it. It refers to... I don't even know how.
Just don't. Because if you're not going to say it, like, I don't think you need to describe it.
There's another. Are you aware of? I'll say it in the break of, like, the other word that's used to describe that.
There's not.
That starts with a G. You are going. You will laugh very hard in the break.
I was going to say.
The rest of our NFL bets: Brad Evans and who wins Nick Costos' money. A jam-packed final segment of the show coming up. Right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.